There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up yet on today's show, Brad Powers, 30 minutes. Why was he jamming kiosks before 6 a.m. earlier this week? And Chuck Edel in 90 minutes, professional sports bettor, the best I've ever met betting preseason football. He makes his return to the program today. He's been out for, he was gone from the show for a little while, like a good year or two. So he makes his return today coming up in 90 minutes. Quarterback rotations that we like in preseason football for tonight, maybe beyond that this weekend, week two, keep an eye on. You mentioned the Bills in the previous hour, Pauly. Josh Allen, okay, enough said. Case Keenum, I'll give you some numbers from last year on these quarterbacks. Keenum, 33 of 48, that's 69%. Very nice. 298 yards, a touchdown and an INT. And don't laugh, Matt Barkley can play in the preseason.
That's right.
24 of 39 for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, under the radar, like Bouchel in Kansas City.
That's another good one.
That's right.
How's Mahomes? Is he good? So, Bouchel last year, 37 of 55, that's 67%+, 422 yards, 7.7 yards per attempt, 3 touchdowns and 2 INTs. Pretty good out of Shane Bouchel. I don't care what he's ever going to do in the regular season. We're talking preseason here. They also have Chad Henne, who was okay last year, and Chad Henne's been around forever, as you probably know at this point. Darnold was okay last year. P.J. Walker was no good a season ago. He was 16 of 39 for 252 yards, 41% clip. Didn't really run the ball either. Bridgewater in Miami a season ago, 22 of 30, 73%, 241 yards, 3 touchdowns, no INTs. Behind him is somebody named Skylar Thompson. So,
K-State?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
You mentioned yesterday, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Dalton, Ian Book, Taysom Hill.
Now think about that. I mean, if I get in the second half of a preseason game, I could be putting in a guy who's won games and played a lot in the league, and I can run that Mickey Mouse offense that I have too with Hill. And Book is also...
You can. Book was a really good college quarterback.
Yeah.
So he played limited action last year in the preseason, but he was 9 of 16 for 126 yards. with Philadelphia. Gardner Minshew, 17 of 29 for 200 yards, two INTs. He's a good quarterback, though. Carson Strong's a rookie. And Reed Sinnott, a season ago, I don't think many people would know this. You can win a bar bet with this tonight, this weekend. Reed Sinnott was 30 of 45 last year for 400 yards, three touchdowns. His 107.7 rating was the highest in the entire league. Now, we talked about Woodside with Tennessee yesterday. He was good in previous preseasons. He was a disaster last night. But based on what they did last year, some of these guys can play. And for some reason, I had Jacob Eason in Indy in my head in the previous hour, and I'll tell you why. Last year, I was betting Sam Ellinger to win Rookie of the Year like 200-1. I was fading Wentz, and we didn't know if Wentz was going to be healthy or not. And I thought, well, I'll take Ellinger at that big number. And I'm watching the Colts play in the preseason, and I see Eason out there before Sammy, and I'm like, wait a second here. Sam's not going to beat out Eason because he was playing so well. The Seahawks are going to throw Locke, Geno Smith, and Eason at you. Last year, Eason, 41 of 62 for 389 yards, and he looked good doing so a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Locke had moments too, by the way,
yeah,
for the Broncos last year.
There's a couple I don't like. Green Bay is one. I don't like San Francisco. Remember, Garoppolo's fourth string, so you go Lance, Sudfeld, and Purdy, and you can't like Dallas at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, Cooper, Rush, Greer, and DiNucci.
No.
I mean, that is rough.
No,
and that's another
you.
Reason. Now, couple that in with Dallas and Jerry Jones hasn't cared for a long time about the preseason, and the Cowboys went 0-4 straight up in ATS last year.
Yep.
Something
spot
I don't
on.
Like there. Yes.
Oh, so
now,
there you go. Yep.
The other thing, now, with the Watson news, and we can tie it into Jimmy. So, Watson has proposed accepting an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine to avoid missing the entire season. We'll see when this comes down. They're supposed to wrap this up soon with the season right around the corner. If it's increased, and who knows what they come, but if it gets 12 or the whole season, the reports are now Cleveland plain dealer that they will look to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo if that happens.
Okay.
So I just think horrible advice here, or maybe it's just Watson being stubborn. No remorse, and you know, why did you wait so long to settle some of this stuff? And I know they wanted 12 with the settlement, but this is after the Goodell comments. He's getting a year.
Okay, so you're telling me right now that the NFL is not going to take his.
I can't see it. They want a bigger fine too.
His offer
because of the contract, which pisses everybody off.
I know, but how big?
That's
of a
not
fine?
Good enough for the league. No,
$5 million is not good enough.
No, they want 10. And 8 games, I don't think is good
enough
either.
Well, here's the thing.
Remember, they wanted 12. They'd go as low as 12 with the settlement talks. He's coming up with 8. I mean,
okay, but there's got to be some compromise, no? If they want 12 and 10, and he's going to say, look, I'll take it right now for 8 and 5.
I got to go with our guy, Mike Florio, our lawyer friend. I mean, he was on Monday. If he's going over, before the Goodell comments, he went over 11 and a half. And then after the Goodell comments, he goes, oh, yeah, he's getting a year. So you're coming in with 8? 8 and 5? $5 million, not enough. No.
I would say the $5 million fine is enough. Although, again, nobody's happy with the way the Browns structured his contract.
Okay.
And Goodell works for the owners.
Well,
so
yeah, it's a joke.
Now, I will say this. I hate the idea of the Browns getting Jimmy Garoppolo if this happens, because I'm all anti-Cleveland already.
Yeah, all your bets.
And that's bad for my bets.
Yeah.
But is it a move that they should absolutely look into? Of course, 100%.
Yes.
They need to.
Mm-hmm. The numbers we ran down earlier in the show, earlier this week, night and day with Garoppolo in San Francisco. I mean, it's they win 67% of the games with him in there. It's 22 without him.
Yeah.
Okay? So.
I mean, say what you want. They've had a really good roster, but made a Super Bowl last year. He was not good in that game against the Rams, but they're up 17-7. If he can make a play or two, they probably play in the Super Bowl, you know, 2 times in 3 years.
No one talks about it. It pisses me off. It'd be a healthy Garoppolo. Guy was playing through several injuries last year. And he had some bad moments, but he was also, you know, could barely move his arm.
What are you expecting from Watson tonight?
That's a good question. It's got to be rust. He hasn't played in forever, right?
You know, we're getting feedback on this guy. I mean, we're getting way too excited about the idea of him playing and what he can mean to the Browns and, like, their Super Bowl chances or being good. People have already said, like, guys, he's missed a lot of time here. Who knows if he's going to get it back?
Mm-hmm.
I would come back and say, well, look, he was like a top 3 quarterback in the NFL.
His numbers were ridiculous his final year in Houston, but they still only won 4 games. That just shows you how bad the defense was.
Yeah, terrible team.
Right, that's when J.J. Watt walked over and said sorry to him walking off the
field.
Put
his hand on his shoulder. Yeah. He's like, we wasted one of your prime years.
Yes. He is, you take away the garbage off the field and just a lunatic. I mean, it's just, you could say he's underrated at this point as far as a player. That people forget how good he is.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He legitimately is one of the best quarterbacks in football.
And he had a 24-0 lead in Kansas City in a playoff game.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
I mean, this was, he was moving the ball. But I think, yes, this is, you have to go for Garoppolo if this turns out to be 10-12, whatever it's going to be.
And, I think so.
And try to salvage the season because you're not going to the playoffs with Brissett.
Yeah. If it's a full season, obviously it's a move you have to make. If it's 8 games, you're not going to make the move for Garoppolo, clearly. If it's 10, do you still?
Where does Garoppolo go if Cleveland doesn't get him? Got to wind up somewhere.
Did you watch Danny Dimes play last night?
I don't think they'd punt that early on him, would they? They'd still give him a chance.
Well, I know this. Okay.
It also changes things if the 49ers just outright cut him.
We have 32 teams in the NFL. We are never, ever going to live in a time where all 32 quarterbacks are good or elite. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. That said, I'm also not buying the idea that like every single team is okay or set with the current quarterback situation that they have. Like, there must be a spot for Jimmy. I'll be honest, if he's healthy, the spot's still San Francisco. But they traded up. They made a huge move to get... Yep. They really are. That's the exact phrase that you need to use on Trey Lance.
Yep. That's right.
So...
Yep,
I would tell you that Seattle would make a lot of sense because with they still have, I mean, they have question marks for sure. The offensive line and the coaching staff for sure. But they have really good weapons. Bringing in Noah Fant off the Russell Wilson trade at tight end certainly helps. He's a clear upgrade over Drew Lock and Geno Smith. Come on, that's not even close. But are they going to do that inside the division? Very unlikely.
Yep. The other angle, too, there. You mentioned Seattle in the preseason and the rotation. It hasn't happened in the last couple years, but Carroll used to be awesome ATS in the preseason.
Oh, man.
He wanted to win.
Yes.
That rah-rah college stuff. Carroll, he was awesome ATS in the preseason.
And it was actually fun watching their games because it's like the defense would swarm. He had like a message that he sent to the players, I think, where it's like, I want 4 guys tackling the player every single time. They would have like 3 or 4 guys come in when the ball carries like almost down. And just be like, no, you're not down yet, man. They loved playing in the preseason under this guy. And they would kill teams. But that kind of went away a little bit. That's why this Harbaugh thing is such an oddity, 21 straight. Because maybe coaches care for a small moment in time for like 2 years or 2-3 years, whatever. This goes on for like half a decade now.
What's more impressive, the 21 in a row or the 19-2 ATS?
The ATS.
Betting into inflated numbers.
The ATS.
Because everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how you can have kooky landing spots in the preseason. Where like, hey, look, they were bet up from 3 to 4.5, and it lands whatever 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and that doesn't happen with this team.
Yeah, they beat someone by 35 points last year in a preseason game.
I mean, right.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to play. We're not going to play, guys. And the comments before the game doesn't matter.
I mean, you have to admit that
new touchdowns
from a betting standpoint, it is, I mean, just ultra impressive.
Sure. Everything first half. Going back to 2013, that's the other. It's a 26-4 ATS run in the preseason.
Don't you think doing this in the preseason is almost more impressive than in a regular season when a team goes on a run like when they're 15-4 or whatever, including the playoffs? I think this is more impressive because it's the preseason. It's really astonishing.
Yeah, sometimes you're going to put guys in there who will be unemployed.
Yeah. Up next, For Real or Fugazi. I was already super high on this player to begin with. You can multiply my excitement after hearing him say this. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for the First Bet app, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the free $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details at VSiN.com/horses.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you will make it.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
Plus, that's a fugazi. All right? That's a fugazi. You looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better bettor.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
An odd thing you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Gotta love it. Putting the picture, the faces on the actors too is so good there. Real or Fugazi. The best thing for the NBA is Kevin Durant to the 76ers.
Real. Oh, man.
Wants to play with Harden, maybe?
But the,
no. That's one report,
no.
Huh?
Fugazi. Yeah. Fugazi.
No.
The best thing is to draw this out as long as possible. And then to have a team like Boston panic. And come over the top because they don't want him to go to the 76ers. And
they say, panic. They're the favorites.
No, I know that. But they're going to say, in my head right now, you're asking me. So I'm going to say, okay. The Celtics are going to go, wait a second. We can't have him go to the 76ers. You want Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart in picks? Here you go.
I like this report.
The drama would be great.
Oh, yeah. Mark Stein yesterday. There's a growing belief that Durant is trying to manufacture problems to force the Nets to trade him. Oh, you think so, doctor?
Oh, yeah.
He asked for he asked for the head coach and GM to be fired. I mean, what? Jesus.
Do you think the Nets suck this up? And they just say...
The owner wants no part of this.
But we're not going to trade you, though, either? Be prepared to sit out games?
That's not good for the league.
Do you want to see him go to the 76ers?
Yeah.
You do, huh? I want to see them ship him to Indiana or Washington or Sacramento.
Yeah, could
and
happen.
Say, how does this taste, pal?
Could happen. Okay. Let's see if you have a... Duncan Robinson. I'm the best NBA ping pong player, and it's not bleeping close, he said. It's okay to brag about something like this, real or fugazi.
No, I think that's real.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
A guy, right? I'm a great parallel Parker. I'm awesome at double dribble. That Nintendo game. Corner three. You can't beat me in double dribble.
Well, I would be careful on that. I mean, you never know who you're going to run up against.
No, come on. Yeah. Oh, I'm confident. You bring them all. Bring them all on double dribble. The corner three, stealing the ball left and right. Yeah, now, piece of cake. How about you bowling? Nothing wrong with that. You're a great bowler. I mean, if you want to brag about something like that, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at shuffleboard.
Okay.
I think I can hold my own there. I mean, I never play. If I practice, I think I would be really, really good. Bowling, same thing. I could probably, if I got some tutelage, I could probably bump my average up to like 220 or something like that in bowling sometime. But it's, can he prove this, though, that he's the best ping pong player and it's not close?
Yeah, in the NBA, I'm the best NBA ping pong player.
Yeah. Just because you say it, though, doesn't mean that it's going to be true. Yeah. Because some guy might be sandbagging and be like, okay, that's fine, you can say that, but why don't we play one-on-one sometime?
I ran into that with Tecmo Bowl. I was telling you, and then you run into some people, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, I got some work to do. I got to study
an entirely different level.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Also depends the team you use.
Okay, so I was super high, and I am still. I don't know why I said I was. I am super high on Justin Jefferson going into the season. I have him every which way but loose, offensive player of the year, 301 to win the MVP. I think he's going to have just a killer season. Well, that multiplied yesterday when Justin Jefferson said this about the coaching staff.
I mean, just watching Rams highlights and tape of so many different plays that Coop made. And, you know, now I see why Coop was wide open so many times. You know, I always was at home like, why is this man wide open? He's the main target, but he's always wide open. But now I see it, you know, just going over the different plays, putting in the different install, seeing the different routes that he ran. It's so wonderful just being in this type of offense now, especially, you know, going over my first 2 years, not being in that style of offense. So it's definitely exciting to see.
Paulie, you hear that? Yeah. Jump on the JJ train, grab all the 20-1 offensive player of the year right now while it's still available. Real or Fugazi?
Boy, that's a tough one. He makes good points. We said it all last year. You know where the ball's going. How's he still, I mean, especially on third down, how's he open? In the red zone too, but that's... And I've bashed Stafford many times, but it's you trust Cousins. He had a good year last year.
Regular season, yes, I do.
You, okay, also, okay, but also the report. I'm going to go Fugazi. A little bit of both. The report that they're looking at Thielen more in the red zone, and he wants to be the guy in the. So what does he have to do if he's not getting all the touches?
You know what? I actually think having a good receiver playing opposite you can only help.
Yeah,
because if it's
but what if they're looking at him exclusively in the red zone?
It's not going to be exclusive. That's not a thing. They can go to Thielen.
Sure it
more.
Is. Brady, look at Brady and Evans.
Well, they're not going to go exclusively to Thielen in the red zone. It's not going to be every pass to him. Jefferson's going to get his share for sure.
Well,
that will happen because
greater emphasis.
Jefferson's too good. That's exact. I mean, fans were saying that. We're saying that. Coaches are saying that. How's Cup? When the new coach was with the Rams and your stud receiver says, "I'm watching tape all year. How is he so open?" And he's like, "Now I get it."
Why.
That's huge.
All right, a little bit of both.
Another. Okay. This is a video here. This is insane. And I love the pick. I loved him coming out of college. The fact that the Eagles grabbed him on draft night, I was a big fan of that. This Jordan Davis video. I love this. This is black and white, by the way. I'm a huge fan of this. But look at this, Jordan Davis. Now, he's taking a smaller guy. The big fella out of Georgia. Pushes him back like 10 feet. Okay?
Jesus.
You see that? He's a man-child.
Oh, God.
He was 25-1 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year this week. Some shops now 12 or 4-1. Real or Fugazi with him?
12 or 4? What'd you say?
12 or 14,
14.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real. Yeah, why not? My God. That's ridiculous.
He puts him on the sled.
A child. Throwing him around. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We knew he was a beast to begin with. I'm on board. Yeah.
He was. I think he might still find a rogue 25-1 out there somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
I got it. People who back into parking spaces cannot be trusted. Real or Fugazi?
Oh, man, this is one of the worst ones we ever had. It's totally Fugazi. You can trust people more, in my opinion, because I'm a guy who backs into parking spaces. And I'll give you, I can go on this for 10 minutes if you'd like me to.
That's a weird move.
First of all, no, it's not.
Explain it.
Okay, how many people, like out here in town, have these monstrous 12, 15-foot trucks or whatever they are?
Yeah.
And they're in parking spots and you have no room to finagle.
Lunatics.
Like, I can't.
Taking up two spots.
Completely unnecessary,
yeah.
Right?
Hold on. Did you do this before the camera?
100% I did. So a lot of times, like pulling in is not easy because you got to get around the big truck and there's another big truck on the opposite side. So if you reverse in, it's much easier. And oh, by the way, one of my biggest pet peeves, I can't trust other drivers. So when I'm coming out, I want to be able to see what other cars are doing because they might not be paying attention. They might make up, phone, whatever. And the people I cannot trust the most in this world are pedestrians. Down here on the strip, awful. Going to a grocery store, department store. Let's pick it up a notch here. There's three people. You're walking right down the middle of the lane. Get out of my way.
You see a lot of this downtown.
It happens constantly.
You have a green light as a driver, and they're like, oh, I can just walk.
It's my turn, right? And they slowly waddle across the lane or the street. It's like, let's move, because when I get out of a grocery store or department store, I'm 2 seconds, baby. I get in the car, I start it, I'm getting out of here, because I know other people want that parking spot. Other people should live by the same rules. And I want to see what people are doing, because they're taking their time. They might have a stroller. They don't know what's happening. So I want to be able to see that with my, I want, like, looking ahead left and right, pivoting. I don't want to have to back up and rely on the sensors on my car. I think it's the smart move to back into parking spots.
Wow. Incredible. Play along. Good breakdown.
I cannot stand people leaving stores. I can't stand their philosophy.
Well, the other one is these people going way too fast in these parking lots.
A lot of times, yes. But the people that come out, and how many times are you waiting for a parking spot in general? And the person comes out and they get in the car and it's 3 minutes. It's like, I want to lay on the horn for 5 minutes right now and drive you right off the road. Let's go, people. It's a busy store. It's not about you. Get out of the way. Go home.
I do that at the ATM at the bank or drive-through teller. When the guy puts the tube in. Gets the tube, and yep. They still sit there.
Oh, he counts the money, like, money 11
doing?
Times?
Yeah, he's looking at everything. Okay, take out the wallet.
Yep.
Put the driver's license back in. Count the money. All right, look.
I understand. Like, you need to count the money once. I get it. But that takes 2 seconds.
It's a rare move. How many people are like you? I only know two people that exclusively do that. You and my former general manager back at the old location.
Well, I will say this. A lot of people do it. Not because of the reasons I just laid out. It's they do it because they're hot shots. And that's the part I disagree with.
Okay.
Yeah, backing in, you Mr. Macho
it's
Man,
a
right?
Look at okay. me type
it,
thing.
It's okay. Look, yeah. it's a big energy move is what it is. You think it's fake big energy though. It's the opposite of it in my opinion. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, then it's okay and it's proper.
Yeah. A little pompous.
Yeah, it can be.
At least you have a breakdown, though. You have your reasons. Yeah. Okay.
All right, up next, college football handicapper Brad Powers is going to join the show. He was jamming a kiosk before 6 a.m. local time one day this week. Man, you have to work to win. He will explain what he was doing, why he was doing it, coming up next.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
The College Guide, over 300 pages. Adam Burke on power ratings, home field advantage. NFL Guide comes out in a couple weeks. We got profiles on every team, trends, win total predictions, playoff, player awards. And the only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is to become an all-access subscriber. Sign up early for the discounted rate. You get both guides and full access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $40 a month and see everything we have to offer to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, this is going to be a fun conversation, and Brad Powers is an excellent guest, an excellent analyst of college football, very good bettor on the sport as well. Joins us on Fridays throughout the season. Brad, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it, as always. You tweeted out earlier in the week, nothing like jamming kiosks before 6 a.m. in Vegas. I know why you were doing this, but can you explain this to the audience? You have to work to win, man. You really do. Why did you do this? What was the news that you heard? And tell us about the whole process and what you did.
Okay, first off, good hearing your voice. I know football season is closing in here. Second of all, money never sleeps. So
yeah.
I just so happened to be up at 5 a.m. It's pretty much at the time I wake up every single day. You know, before I even got out of bed, I just glanced Twitter, and just so happened, it wasn't even broken by the team yet, but a couple of the beat writers, you know, reported that Wake Forest starting quarterback Sam Hartman is going to be out indefinitely with a non-football related, you know, medical condition. So if you don't know who Sam Hartman is, he is a longtime multiple year starting quarterback for Wake Forest. good passer, and most importantly to me, I believe he's one of the top 10 most valuable players in college football to a point spread. I have him worth 6 points. So I immediately got out of bed, and obviously the first place I go to in Vegas at that hour before 6 a.m. would be the South Point. It's closest to me, and also it's open 24/7. So what you do there is, I don't know if you necessarily go to the counter in that regard, because you kind of want to keep a low profile. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to kick me out or anything, but this is the type of stuff, if you're betting injury information like this, then this is the stuff that draws red flags if you want to let, you know, fly under the radar. So what do? You go to the kiosk. You can't bet a ton at the kiosk. They'll require a player's card, anything above $200 at the South Point, but you start firing away. And obviously, first thing you would think of is week one game. It just so happens Wake Forest doesn't play an FBS team, so no line yet on their week one game. But the good thing about South Point, they have a lot of different ways you can attack Wake Forest, like conference win total, a couple of game of the year lines and whatnot. And then I just so happened, after I was done at the South Point, went over to stations. At least in town, they had the best season win total price. Wasn't able to get much. So, I mean, to show you that you really, you know, even if you're trying to be sneaky on a kiosk, guys, they allowed me to bet $300 without a player's card at the betting kiosk at stations on the win total. After one $300 bet, they took the win total off the board.
Mm. Wow. Okay, this is a fun discussion. So would you also advise, how about hitting it for $50 and hit it till they run out of paper, as our friend Paul Allen would say? I mean, because you're right. At this time of day, and we know, it is very difficult on the app to even get a $100 bet in at 6, 5 in the morning. So what's your approach to even doing it like the Frank B approach if it's 10, 11 in the morning, if you just want to hit it $50 increments at the counter or at the kiosk and keep hitting it?
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that much of a patient person. I'm thinking that I'm going to be able to hit it for – I should, though. I mean, that's good advice, and maybe something I'll do in the future. What I try to do is just, you know, 150, 200, 250, whatever that breaking point is where it requires a player's card. I try to hit it for that and then see how many times I can hit it. I haven't had necessarily a lot of luck. I mean, earlier this season, I mean, this is something that I'm not doing every day, obviously.
Sure.
I'm just betting to get out of bed and actually physically go to do something. Mm-hmm. I'm needing something like this to happen. The other time I did it, the last time I did it was the NFL draft, when the market was moving on Aiden Hutchinson not being the first pick and Walker being the first pick. It was a Monday morning,
yeah,
and the odds had totally flipped with Walker being a favorite. I'm down at the South Point, you know, betting all that I can on that one. And that was one where I made like two bets. They pulled the whole market down.
Man. You know, the other one, too, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with BS, you're out. And if you do it at the counter, they'll say, why are you betting $50 increments and doing so many tickets? You can just come up and say, you know, my family's a big Wake Forest fan, and they want future action or whatever it may be, even though you're betting the under. Oh, in this case, it would hurt you because you're betting the under. But if you want to do something from a total future standpoint, rather, that's where you're, you know, if you can same something with the family.
So how many spots did you go to in total, Brad? Was it just the one spot, or did you go to multiple spots?
Yeah, just South Point stations. And then at that point, I mean, even though it's early in the morning, I mean, stuff was taken down. And people are going to ask, you know, why didn't you bet Circa? They had a really good price on the season win total, 8. I mean, a lot of the other places had 8.5. I mean, that's already, I was taking 50 cents. Plus, you know, half win's worth that much. So that's why I didn't bet a lot there.
So 8.5, 9 before. So you make it 6.5 now if he's out an extended period of time?
I mean, if he's out the whole season, I would make it 6.5. So, okay. I mean, that's worth quite a bit. Now, the word is Sam Hartman's going to be back at some point. It's not going to be a season ender. But and then you look at the schedule, people are going to be like, whoa, I mean, how much does it really affect things? You know, when you look, they're going to be a sizable favorite in their first three games, and then they'll be a sizable underdog against Clemson. And I'm here to tell you, the best bet on the board, in my opinion, was something that wasn't offered in Vegas. I mean, it was a game of the year line at a couple of books like in Jersey area, the Clemson game, where Clemson's laying single digits at home to Wake Forest. that would have been the absolute best bet to make there in week four to fake Wake in that game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next about the games of the year. So if that was single digits at the time, I mean, what right now, just assuming for the sake of this segment that Hartman's not going to play against Clemson, that game comes up September 24th, what would you make that number right now?
Yeah, so, I mean, that would go anywhere from the 8-9 Clemson favored by to at least 14. So, I mean, and it's tough crossing to a relatively key number, but maybe even going slightly higher than 14. So, yeah, that would have been a nice thing to get involved in. And a couple of the win totals, I actually was on Wake Forest at the South Point against Louisville in one of those games. I just tried to get off a little bit, even though it's a game later in the season. So I was just looking for some middles there.
Yeah, they play at NC State. So high expectations for that team. I know plenty of people high on the Wolfpack this year. So that if he can't play in that game, that number's going to get out of control.
Absolutely. So I mean, even though Wake Forest is a defending, you know, division champ, I still have NC State better in my power ratings. Clemson's obviously better. You know, in that same division, I think Florida State and Louisville are comparable, even with Sam Hartman as a quarterback. So, you know, they'll fall even below them and actually fall to about the Boston College range. So. There'll be a bottom 2-3 team in that division. So yeah, it was, you don't find too many opportunities like that to get a player like that that's going to be out a significant time to fade. Problem is, guys, it goes back to a problem I have in Vegas. I mean, news is breaking on the East Coast now. You can bet this stuff on the East Coast. A lot of these apps aren't open. I mean, not to criticize, but the Westgate and the South Point, those apps aren't open till like 8 a.m. Pacific. I mean, you lose a lot of value being here in Vegas. And, you know, I almost drove to Arizona, the 50-minute drive to Arizona to make some bets there to DraftKings. I mean, that's how important it was. I just didn't get around to it. Call me lazy.
Yeah. Well, we briefly, you know, we've touched on that with you in the past. Have you considered maybe moving out of Las Vegas and going to a different state?
Absolutely. And I'm not the only one. I think, a really popular tweet a couple of days ago was a guy, you know, I had to do my fantasy in another state. And then I had to go, consider making a bet in another state. So, yeah, absolutely. Is it something that's going to happen, obviously, this year? No. Next year, probably not. But I would say it's a favorite that I'm not in Vegas within 5 years.
Yeah, within 5 years. And I know other people who have, like you said the same exact thing. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at BradPower7. Thanks so much for the perspective today, Brad. We appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Yeah, I like his line. Money never sleeps.
Yep, fun discussion.
Better work to win.
Got to make the drive, right? Make the bet in Arizona and get A&W. Frost the root beer. The mug. That's right.
Well, you won't even go there for that now, so.
Right. He could bring it back for us. It's a fun discussion because you don't want to call attention to yourself. What you're doing. I mean, I know you are shocked. We're shocked how many times you just want to put in $100 or $200 bet on a future and they move the line on you without even taking it. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Not even taking a bet.
I can expand on this coming up. I made a kiosk run during the draft myself.
Jam the kiosk.
And I'll tell you what I had to do, by the way. It goes to what you told him because of trying to be careful. And I know the history of this sports book. So you had to be really careful in what I did to kind of get around that. I'll expand on that. And also, we have some of these series starting in Major League Baseball tonight are gigantic. We'll run down today's card coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Calling all baseball fans, this week only, Bet Rivers Online. Book your home for same-game parlay bets. Create your ideal same-game parlay of over three legs and receive up to three 50% profit boost. Get a 50% boost when you place qualifying same-game parlay wagers. This week only, head over to BetRivers.com or download the app for more details.
To expand on our conversation about getting out of bed and hopping in the car to drive to a book and bet at a kiosk, I did that during the NFL draft here at a book. I will just say that something was amiss with what they were offering. So I actually drove to two different books, and I know the history of this book, specifically on their app. They've rejected $20 bets before. So, and, you know, they won't even take a bet this time in the morning. I tried to bet Nigel Soccer plays yesterday. They won't even take a bet. Bet rejected both times. So I knew that I was going to have to play it careful, right? And I was going to make a lot of bets on this. So I had to go out there and be real careful with what I was going to do. I was betting between like 20 and 80 bucks a pop on the kiosk. So I did not want a flag to go up. I did not want somebody in the back to all of a sudden see, hey, why is he betting, you know, $300 on this parlay or whatever it is.
Yep.
I sat there and I bet it until they moved the number on me. And that's when I decided to get out. But I plugged away and I'm like, and I was hitting.
How you do it?
And I was just like, here's 25, here's 60, here's, I changed up every single time too. Here's 81, here's 76, here's 33. I changed it every single time. I put a bunch of money in there at first and I just kept, you can go so fast, man. Before you know it, you can print off 30 tickets in 3 minutes. Because same bet, yep, different money, bam, print. Just, it's like, I got, you just keep going. One right after another.
They can do it real fast at the counter too. If you want, you just say, hey, give me, let's see, $953, $40. Keep hitting it. And it just, they'll come out.
Oh, yeah. Just one right after another.
Fire.
So I saw that. And I'm like, I have to go to the kiosk. I went to two different books again. They were in different parts of town. And, you know, it paid off. It was, again, you have to work to win a lot of the time. Money never sleeps, like Brad said. And it was certainly, it was not, put it this way, I was guaranteeing myself a winner. There's no way I could lose. I'll say that. And so I did not want anything. I didn't want any alarms to be going off, anything like that. So I just sat there and bing, 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 bing. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Yeah. Can't be a greedy pig either. Yep. Right?
And I knew. I told myself, once they change the number on me, I'm going to bail on this because I don't want to get recognized. I don't want any of that stuff. So, yeah. Okay. Today's card in Major League Baseball. There's no Max Fried going for the Braves.
Yeah.
He was scheduled now on the seven-day IL. It's going to be Oda Rizzi against Pablo Lopez. Braves laying $1.40 right now at DraftKings.
Yeah, well, plus this streak here. Again, the Marlins cannot hit. They got the win, but it's 11 in a row now. Three runs or fewer. There's just nothing going on offensively. So, and a big stretch here for the Braves, too. The games you have to win. Marlins are struggling, and you got to hold off the Phillies, too, who are breathing down their necks.
Yes, they are.
Which says, I like the Mets on the run line again. They've won 15 of 17. They're 73-39. You got a great home record. They're 9-3 against the Phillies this year. I mean, everything you want. They're 14-1 with day off. They're 37-14 in the division, and it's Suarez against Scherzer. I mean, it's just so much confidence right now. Get the trumpet music ready for Diaz as well. I just think plus money on the run line, and the Mets have just been so good here, and they've been at their best against the good teams. I mean, look at the record against the Phillies. Just took 4 out of 5 against the Braves.
Yeah.
Swept the Yankees. I mean, they are feeling it here, too. And again, what, 5 back of the Dodgers? Don't sleep on that as well. They could catch the Dodgers because of how easy their schedule is in September. But this is a tough stretch for the Mets coming up as it continues. It's a bunch against the Phillies. They go to Atlanta next week, and they go to they play the Yankees for 2. But after they get through that stretch, it is clear sailing till for the rest of the season.
Let me give you this. So the difference here this morning on run line straddles and the money line number for these teams, the Mets right now on the DK app, they're -215 for the game. They're +105, like you talked about, on the run line. Well, compare that to the Dodgers. Tonight they're on the road against the Royals. Dodgers are -230 for the game. Now they're batting. They're the road team, so they're batting in the ninth inning. But they're -230 for the game. They're -145 on the run line. You are getting no bargain whatsoever with the Dodgers. They're not going to be offering plus money anytime soon against bad teams like this.
Yeah. Yep.
And with the Mets, you can still grab that at plus money.
Yep.
Yeah.
77-33. 10 in a row for LA. 35-8 run. And still, even though it's been a couple of shaky starts, Gonsolin's still 13-1 with an ERA of 2 and change. And they figure to get, I mean, what are they going to do against Lynch? Ooh, this ridiculous lineup. I mean, think about this.
It's every
Bellinger
game,
won an MVP. He's hitting ninth.
That's ninth. I think he's got, what, 14, 15 home runs now?
Yes.
Because he went on a little bit of a tear here.
It's just stupid. Yeah.
Let's see here. The team total for the Dodgers tonight, 5.5. Do you want to go over? It's -120.
Why not? Absolutely.
Going to keep it going?
Let's do it. Yeah, keep it going. I bet they did against the Twins, too. Can't hold them down.
No.
That's the other thing during the streak. They're averaging almost 6 runs per game.
Yeah.
That's another one. Berríos at home, huh? Here we go. You want to come back? Got you last Friday, but he was on the road. Now he's at home, where he's 6-0. And Quantrill is a disaster. He's the same thing. He's good at home, awful on the road. He's got an ERA of 5 and change on the road. First place Guardians, what do you think? Jays at home, Berríos?
To answer your question, I'm going to lay off betting the Blue Jays for a while.
All right.
Because I can't figure this team out. So, no, I will not be betting on Berríos or against him today. Are you going to be?
It's more of an anti-Quantrill.
It's also a big number, though, on Berríos.
Yeah.
That's a huge number.
Yeah.
For him.
Right.
How about the series between the Cardinals and the Brewers?
Yeah, Montgomery was good against the Yankees. And now a half-game lead over Milwaukee. I would go St. Louis. I don't like Lauer. Do you like Lauer?
Here's the thing. I think you're looking at $1.65 on the screen. I see $1.70 right now. I would like to bet St. Louis today in the $1.35, $1.40 range. $1.70, though, now. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Another thing. Lauer has his moments, right? He's not Garrett Cole, where he can go out there and, you know, it's 7 innings, 1 hit, 13 strikeouts, and the next time he's going to... But Lauer can go out there and be really, really good. I just... This is big for the division. It's big for the potential yes-no playoff bets.
Mm-hmm. If someone gets swept, yes. St. Louis, yeah. Much better. I believe they're much better at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're right. Huge series. But I would have to go with St. Louis here. I mean, Milwaukee beat Tampa in a couple, but, you know, okay, they had to pull one out of their butts in the ninth inning in one of them. I'll tell you, how does this Yankee game stay under? Yankees-Red Sox. Good, you know, Red Sox beat Baltimore. Funky schedule, right? What they're doing to Baltimore. That was a one-game series, a makeup game.
Yeah.
And Baltimore also has one coming up next week against the Cubs. So they're flying all over the place for the next couple of weeks with Baltimore, what they have to deal with. The over is 8-2 this year in the 10 meetings between the two teams. And now the Yankees have lost 8 of 10. It's Herman against Eovaldi. with a 9.5.
Oh, it's a full-blown tailspin right now for the Yankees.
Yes, I know. Cause for concern, no doubt.
Herman's $1.20 in that neighborhood.
Yes, I know.
Can the Red Sox play a little bit of a spoiler role, if you will?
Mm-hmm. They've hung in there, yeah. It's 6-4 Yankees so far.
Yeah.
But this, they have to get going here. My God.
I wanted to add this one more thing on Lauer going.
Sure.
The Cardinals do absolutely mash lefties.
Okay.
So maybe one of the reasons why it's big. Rodon's 265 tonight for the Giants. 265 against this Pirates team.
Well, it seems like it's every start, though. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. Uh-huh. Call me tomorrow, all right? Guy's been great. And this is big for the Padres, too. You got 7 games coming up against the Nationals. You're 220 on the road tonight with Clevinger. You got to win these games because this is so close now between the Brewers, St. Louis, all these teams. You're fighting it out for the playoffs. You have to win games like this. You can't lose this. So
no, you can't screw around.
The Nationals are 17-40 at home. You got to go 6-1 here. You have to. No excuses.
Yep.
You make these big trades. I don't care who you're throwing. You got to take out the Nationals.
The offense was red hot. Then a day off. Wouldn't you prefer that this is like the next day? Come on, guys.
Okay.
Just get out there and keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
You're mashing the ball right now.
Right.
Soto going back home. The Boo Bird's going to be out tonight in Washington.
There, one there, yeah. But that should go over, too. I mean, if they can't get to Abbott with this lineup, come on.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
you mentioned the disappointing Tigers, and they've lost 10 of 12.
Yeah.
Well, right behind them, though, Chicago. Now at 500. Should Kopech really be 220? I mean, they just lose 3 out of 4 to the Royals?
Yeah, the Royals own them.
They can't hit right now, either.
Again, we're talking about numbers that we don't want to lay. To me, there's no chance I would lay with the White Sox. I would not, if I'm going to do high price parlays tonight, which I won't do, but if I did, the White Sox would not be a part of it.
I'll give you another one. How about the Astros are 320? Folks, they're 6-6 this year against the A's.
And A's have done well.
A's just swept them. So, the A's are better on the road, and the A's are hanging in there head-to-head against Houston, and Houston's 320.
By the way, side note, Valdez, another quality start last night. That's like high double digits now for consecutive quality starts in a row for that guy. Nobody talks about him. Mike Palm had him before the season to win the Cy Young. He's been very good this season.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we will recap what we saw last night in the NFL's preseason. Seriously, one of the best betting streaks we've ever had coming up next.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.